The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Yea, the set time is come. Verse 14, for thy servant take pleasure in her stones and favor the dust thereof. Those that favor the house of God. He says, even those that favor the dust of the house of God, he said they will enjoy favor. The dust of the house. Not only the house, the dust of the house alone, they will enjoy favor. No wonder many people here are swimming in God's favor. No wonder many here who are not supposed to be anybody by the world standard, God is changing their level. You are the next. I say you are the next. I say you are the next. In John chapter 12 and verse 26, John 12:26, Bible says, if any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, that there shall my servant be also. John 12 and verse 26. God will help me there this evening. Somebody say a loud amen. Amen. If you are close to somebody, you must get the benefits that the person has. If you are close to a rich person, some gifts, some blessings will be flowing from the rich person to you. No matter how small. Some dividends will be coming. If you are close to God and favor his house, some things will be moving from your life, from the kingdom of God into your life. Somebody say a big amen. That's why those that are far from God, they are missing a lot. In our service here today, we have engineers, we have geologists, we have professors in our service. We have doctors in our service, medical doctor in our service here. We have lawyers in this service. We have people who have not even gotten anywhere. They did not come for service. But they want God to service them. Across our various churches, we have people of, we to the world called people of timber and caliber, serving God. If you want to shine brighter, serve God better. If you want to shine brighter, serve God better. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. God's servant, our Father and Lord, that you are the way he said, if your hands cannot be dirty to wash the toilet in the church of God or to clean the house of God, say that hand cannot do miracle. A hand that cannot be dirty to clean, to walk in the house of God, say the hand cannot do miracle. If your desire is to shine brighter, serve passion. It's your passion that gives you your portion. When you have a passion for God, passion for the things of God, your future is made. Get ready. As God liveth, your future will become brighter and brighter. Worshiplessness, studylessness, prayerlessness are signs of spiritual emergency. You know, in medicine, they call there's an emergency, right? Abroad, they just dial 911. It will come. We don't have such here anyway, but there's an emergency here. Nobody here will be a victim of emergency. But many in this generation, especially after COVID, many have gone into spiritual emergency. That will never be you in the name of Jesus. In Psalms 42 and verse 1, Psalms 42 and verse 1, the Bible says, as the heart panted after the water brooks, so panted my heart after thee, O God. That is, my heart is panting after thee. Draw me, Lord, and I'll come running after you. Draw me, Lord, and I'll come running after you. 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 And I'll come running after you. One of the things that can happen to you is to have new fire of service. New fire, new passion to pursue God. You are made. That's why the devil knows it. That's why he wants to water down your passion for God. He knows if you can contact it. You are made. As from today, your fire will be burning more and more. I say your fire will be burning more and more. The fire to serve God, to study your Bible, to pray, will be burning fervently in your heart. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. From today, your heartbeat will be for God. So don't just go to God. Don't just sit down in church. Display your passion. Express your passion through excited service. Don't have a boss mentality. A boss mentality puts you in the box. A boss mentality, I'm a boss, it puts you in the box. As from today, your passion is reignited. Say a louder amen. When people see you, they will not only say you have changed. You know, some people, when they see, they say, you have changed. You have changed, they are saying is that their makeup is thicker and their hair is longer. That's not the you have changed we are talking about. You have changed as in, fire. I can see fire. I can see your prayer life more intense. I can see that you are better than when you were in school. That's what we are talking about. When people say you have changed, ask them, which area do you see? You have changed. Things have improved. You have changed. Is it that I'm not... Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. By the time May will end, your spiritual life and my spiritual life will have taken a flight. I say your spiritual life would have taken a flight. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. You know, when we got married, my wife and I don't know, maybe she was ahead of me, I was ahead, maybe we're on the same level, I don't know. After some time, she came to me, she said, please, I can see something in you, something has changed in you. Take me along, carry me along, something is, because I was moving. You can't see my brake light. Say, I can see something. In your life, your spouse will see new fire in you. Your family members will see in you that something has changed inside of you. I can't hear your loud amen. Let your amen be like the one you will say if I pray for dollar for you. Let it be like the one you will say if I pray for naira for you. If your spiritual life goes forward, you are made. Once your spiritual life can progress, once your spiritual life progresses, that is the beginning of your greatness. Many here will be super great. Say a louder amen. Well, we are speaking on wisdom keys to shine brighter. Number two is integrity. Number two wisdom key that will help you and I to shine brighter is integrity. Integrity is talking about truthfulness and trustworthiness. Truthfulness and trustworthiness. Crookedness crashes destiny. Greed is what leads to the grave. Greed is what leads to the grave. Integrity. You want your light to shine. Integrity. Don't dupe your friends of their profit in business. Don't merge your profit with their own profit. No, no, no. It's like the thing I talked about on Sunday, bile. It's like mixing bile with food. You don't need it. Let me tell you, it's better for people to cheat you than for you to cheat them. If somebody cheats you, you should thank God that at least I have somebody, something they can cheat on. They have something they can steal. Boy, for you to now be the one cheating people, it's an aberration. He's just quenching your light. Don't do it. Integrity changes our life. Integrity is what saves us from calamity. Corruption is the gateway to destruction. Anywhere you see corruption, you must see destruction. The servant of God that preached yesterday night, he said that extensively about how the nation, our nation here, is. There are few nations of the world you can go and see the resources that Nigeria has. Very few. Almost all the natural resources are here. I hope you know. Almost all natural resources are here. I was telling one of my sons yesterday, here, is he here now? I was telling him yesterday when we were talking after the service. It was in the news. They said, IMF said, Nigeria's total debt now is so massive that they said they should restructure the debt for a longer number of years and give them fresh money to continue with debt life. Because to pay it is a problem. What was the problem? Integrity. And what amazes me most is that nobody can sleep on two sides of the bed. If you are on the left side, you cannot be on the right side at the same time. You can't drive two cars at the same time. If you are in one car, you put one leg here, you put another leg. You know, from that place, they take the person to Abeokuta Street. You know the place they are taking the person to in Abeokuta. Where is integrity? You want your light to shine? Don't dupe your colleagues. Don't destroy the business of others. Your light will just keep shining. In 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 20 to 27, particularly, you know the story very well, of Gehazi. Gehazi was supposed to have a double portion of what Elisha had. You know, Elisha had double portion of Elijah. You know the story I'm talking about. One day, you know the story very well from verse 1, how Naaman came to Elisha for healing, and he was healed. And the servant of God said, please go. I don't need anything. Just wash yourself and go. Don't worry. Don't bother. And then he left. This guy said in verse 20, how can my master just leave this guy like that? So he pursued after Gehazi. He said, some visitors just came now. Hey, please, can you give me some? But Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, the man of God, said, behold, my master has spared Naaman, this Syrian, is not receiving at his hand that which he brought. But as the Lord liveth, I will run after him and take somewhat of him. I will take something of him. So Gehazi followed after Naaman. And when Naaman saw him running after him, he lighted down from the chariot to meet him and said, I hope everything is okay. What's going on? Maybe your master just released me now. He said, all is well. My master sent me to you. Line number one. Saying, behold, even there become to me from Mount Ephraim two young men of the sons of the prophet. Give them, I pray thee, a talent of silver and two charges of garment. You guys said, no problem. It's not only one talent. I will give you two talents. And Naaman said, be content. Take two talents. And he urged him and bound two talents of silver in two bags and two changes of garment and laid them upon two of his servants, and they bore them before him. And then he went home. When he got home, let's see what happened. Next verse. But he went in and stood before his master, and Elisha said unto him, whence comest thou, Gehazi? And he said, thy servant went. I didn't go anywhere. I'm a holy man. And he said unto him, went not thy heart? My heart was with you where you went to. I didn't move, but my heart went with you. And he said, went not my heart with thee? When the man turned again from his chariot, to meet thee, is it a time to receive money? Or to receive garments and olive yards and vineyards and sheep and oxen and men servant and maid servant. The leprosy thereof of Naaman shall cleave unto thee and unto thy seed forever. And he went out from his presence a leper as white as stone. Gehazi's light. Gehazi should be one of the prophets we are talking about today now. If you go anywhere and you see anybody's, you can never see anybody say his son's name or daughter's name or grandchild's name is Gehazi. Why? His light just went down. your light will not go down. Lack of integrity is one thing that kills shining. Your desire is to shine. Embrace it. It will distinguish you. It might take some time. It might look as if you are not in vogue, or you are not you are not in vogue, as it were. But with time, God will visit you. In Proverbs 20 and verse 7, the Bible says, "The just man walketh in his integrity, and his children are blessed after him." The just man walketh in his integrity. So integrity, the integrity that comes from shining, even your children benefit from it. That will be somebody's testimony here. I said that will be somebody's testimony here. I'm talking about the wisdom keys that will allow us to shine brighter. Number three is live with a purpose. Number three wisdom key that will help us to shine brighter is live with a purpose. Purpose is the shine, is the pathway to shining. Purpose reflect pursuit. Pursuits affect destiny. Purpose affect pursuit. Pursuit affect your eventual destiny. Nothing purposed is nothing pursued. And nothing pursued is nothing possessed. Everybody has the reason why God brought them into this world. You are not a mistake. There is a reason why God brought you here. There is a reason why God brought you to this world. You are not a biological accident. If you want to shine, you have to locate that purpose. You have to walk in line with God's purpose for you. In Jeremiah 1 and verse 5, the Bible speaking there, it said, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee." God, before God forms anybody, he knows the reason. That's what they call purpose. That's why you and I are not meant to envy or copy anybody. God has a reason for your being alive. It is in doing your purpose you find joy. It is in doing your purpose you find happiness. It is in doing your purpose that you find you are glad. You are just excited. Anybody might feel that you are useless, you are stupid, but you know you are following God's purpose. Somebody say a big amen. Anybody that will shine in his purpose. Will shine alongside what God wants him to do. To live at random is to end as an accident. And nothing that is called accident is good. Anything accident is not good. So you must move with purpose. That's the wisdom that brings about your shining. Get ready. As God liveth, you will shine in Jesus' name. Life can never be profitable until it is purposeful. You see, the way you live your life will determine your purpose. By the time you discover your purpose, you'll be able to live your life according to your purpose. For example, my purpose now in life does not allow me to be walking aimlessly around. I don't have the time. I don't have the, it's not pride. I don't have the time. It's not time. I'm just walking. For what? The purpose I'm pursuing doesn't allow, the time is not there. Note this concerning purpose. Purposeful living is the gateway to preeminence in life. 3A. Purposeful living is the gateway to preeminence in life. 3B. Anyone who knows their purpose and pursue it cannot end as a destitute. If you know your purpose, if you know why God brought you here, then you cannot end as a useless person. You have meaning. You'll be happy. To somebody else, you might be wasting your life, but to you, you know that this is what God wants you to do, and you are doing it conscientiously, deliberately, continuously. That will be somebody's testimony here. I said that will be somebody's testimony here. You will not miss your road. you will not miss the path God wants you to follow. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Number four. Is be impact minded. Be impact minded. That is, live a life that touch the life of others. If you want your light to shine, I was saying it yesterday to our wonderful workers and leaders. I said, if you're in a cell and you see somebody there that can't feed, give them something. This Gary, you have, if it's money you have, be impact minded. You see somebody whose school fees you can afford. Wait. You see something you can do for somebody that will bring joy to that person. Do it with glad and don't do it with loudspeaker. Just do it to the glory of God. May the Lord give us understanding. To live for self is to live for less. If you want to enjoy lasting shining, live to be a blessing to others. Let your heart be a heart of contribution, not a heart of collection. Don't think of what others can do for you. That's a heart of collection. I'm attending this church now. What are they going to do for me? What can they do for me? That's not how to live a life of impact. I'm in this church now. What value can I add to this church? What can I do? Which department can I serve? What areas can I lift up the hands of the pastor like Aaron and all? That's how to live a life of impact. You want to shine in. Some people have not even impacted their immediate family. How can they even talk of impacting the nation or impacting the church? Let your heart be a heart that wants to be a blessing. God was speaking to Abraham. He said, I will bless you and you will be a blessing. That's one reason why God doesn't bless some people too much. Because if he blessed them too much, everything will be on themselves. So they will overheat. And if they overheat, they can die. So you say, let me just give them small money. But when God sees that if money can touch your hands, many people will be employed under your company. When God sees that if he can bless you, many people who are working on their leg will be driving cars. Many children that are at home that couldn't go to school will go to school. Many who couldn't start a business, they could get their capital for their business. He will bless you. He will bless you massively. Get ready. Your bank account will soon begin to overflow. And as it overflows, God will give you a heart that is impactful. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Let me give you a secret that will help you so that you will never have sadness in life. Every day, make sure one person thank God for you. Every day. Between morning when you wake up and at night, at least one person, something must go from you to somebody. It might not be physical, it can be encouragement. If it's physical, it's okay. It will bless you. Because it's what you give that comes back to you. You give money, you'll be having money. You give clothes, you'll be having clothes. Anything you give, you won't lack. It's a waste of life to live 1 week and nobody is thanking God you are alive. What kind of life is that? 1 week, nobody. He said, thank God for this. Thank God for this thing. Thank God that came from you to someone. What kind of life is that? Joy of life is in living a life of donation, not in the duration. Somebody say amen. Your life is about the donation of your life, not the lengthiness of your life. Like Methuselah, nobody wants to die young, and nobody will die young in Jesus' name. But your life must affect your nation, must affect your husband, must affect your wife, must affect everybody around you. Everybody around you, directly or indirectly, must be impacted by you. Jesus lived for 3.5 years. He turned the whole world around. Just at 3.5 years, in John 15 and verse 13, the Bible said, greater love had no man than this, that the man laid down his life for his friends. John 15, 13. Just 3.5 years, he turned the whole world around through phenomenal impact. Raised few disciples, spread the gospel everywhere. It has gotten to our own turn now, which we are doing our own. Stirring up the hearts of men towards the things of God. After we are old and gone, another set of people arise again. Continue. Life is about impact. It's not about eating alone and enjoying just, I want to enjoy my life. That's not life. Somebody getting this wisdom, shout a big hallelujah. Let me show you how Job impacted this world. In Job 29, verse 11 to 16. Job 29, 11 to 16. I want to show you something about Job there. Job 29. He said, when the ear heard me, then it blessed me. And when the eye saw me, it gave witness to me. Because I delivered the poor that cried. That was the way Job impacted his world. I delivered the poor that cried, and the fatherless, and him that had none to help him. Gone, the blessing of him that was ready to perish came upon me, and I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. I put on righteousness, and it clothed me. My judgment was as a robe of a diadem. Job was a man given to a blessing. Now look at this. He said, I was eyes to the blind. Somebody say impact. Somebody say impact. Impacted the fatherless, impacted the widows, impacted the jobless, impacted those without eyes. He said, I was eyes to the blind, and feet was eyes to the lame. What a man. I was a father to the poor, and the cause which I knew not, I searched out. That was the kind of life that Job was living. He was a phenomenal man. You are the next person we'll be talking about. I say you are the next person we'll be talking about. You want to be blessed? Live to be a blessing. Some people cannot even bless their parents. That those that gave birth to them. I'm not talking of spiritual parents. Those that gave birth to them in the world. What life? What kind of life? So you want to wait until they die first before you now. You want to kill 12 cows. Everyone that will be blessed and whose light will shine must be impact-minded. As from today, that will be your testimony. I have many other examples here, but I'm running out of time. So I have Abraham here also. Genesis 14, verse 14. He had 318 servants under him that were working with him, and he was impacting them. He was a blessing to 318 servants. Rubbish people, he brought them together. He changed their life. Many more of those kind of people will rise among us in the name of Jesus. People that are impacting their world, they will rise among us in the name of Jesus. Number five, wisdom keys to shine brighter. Number five is commitment. Somebody say commitment. Somebody say commitment. If you are not committed, you will be omitted. You must have heard me say that many times. You can't be committed and be stagnated. Look at Jesus in John chapter 4, verse 34. John 4, 34. He said, my meat is to do the work of my Father and to finish it. That's commitment. I'm committed. die hard commitment. The world only pay attention to you to the extent of your commitment to your assignment. Nobody pays attention to you if you are not paying attention to your work, to your assignment. In your assignment is your consignment, but you must first be committed. Sometimes I laugh. You know, people say I don't talk these days as I used to in those days. The reason is because the world has changed. Sometimes I'll just be looking. And what will be in my mind is I'll just be thinking that, people are furniture. People want to be blessed for doing nothing. So that's why I just keep quiet. People want so much, especially the youth of this generation. No commitment. But big things. Yesterday, we were coming to church with my driver around one place there. They have one, all these IGMB schools there. Three secondary school girls, they were crossing the street, were in the car. They didn't know who was there, we were just coming. So they came to the edge of the scene. Hele, 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 hele. I know it's a tinted car, so we're in just inside. I look at my driver. Did you see what I just? Secondary school girls. They already want to enter big car with unknown person. Hele, 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 sir. Hele, sir, hele, sir. They were coming from lesson. What is this life turning into? Something that they should park beside you and say, no, my mommy, my daddy has told me never to enter into somebody's vehicle that I don't know about. I just, no, sir, God bless you, sir. Let me give you track to our church. They were the ones saying, hello, sir. Stopping us to carry them in AC car. What's going on? These girls cannot be more than 15. They must have been doing it before. For you to have the F1 to do that. Be committed. There is nothing anybody has that you can't have more than that. You are committed to your assignment. Be committed to God. Be committed. Nothing. Accomplishment always obeys the law of seed time and harvest time. To reap shining brighter, you need to sow the seed of commitment now in your assignment. Do you know you can shine bright in any assignment? You can be selling food and shine brighter. You can be selling microphone and shine brighter. You can be selling Holy Communion and shine brighter. You can be a lawyer and shine brighter. You can be anything. But anything you are doing and you are not committed, you can never shine. You can be selling water, because you can package it into nylon and do this. I went for follow-up with one of our, I don't know if it was with one of our guys here. And then, okay, good. The person is waving to me in media. We went for follow-up. And I said, are they doing pure water here too? He said, yes. Small place. The place is not up to. Small place like this. I said I was even going to ask Pastor Moshevita, is NAFDA giving approval for this kind of place? Small, very small. You can't even take three people. They are producing water there. They are selling to everybody to drink. They are making money. Be committed. You can be a fashion designer and distinguish yourself. But you must be committed. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody say a big amen. Look at Paul. Paul was mega committed. In 1 Corinthians 9 verse 16, 1 Corinthians 9 verse 16. The Bible says, for though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of. For necessity. Necessity is laid upon me. That necessity is commitment. He said, commitment is laid upon me. Commitment is laid upon me. So anything you are doing, that sequel of zeal must be there. You can be closing your shop. You can travel for 3-4 months to go and visit your friend. By the time you come back, all your customers have gone. All your customers have gone. They've gone to another person. It's a new day for somebody here. I say it's a new day for somebody here. It's a new day for somebody here. It is lack of commitment that makes a man to think that a small kiosk cannot become a big company tomorrow. Everything big starts small. Everything big. That's your small career. Small. You need to see the small space they gave me when I started my first job. Small space like this. Even in this church, you remember my first office there. Where they use for, where Mr. Ajala uses now for to keep flour. That's my first office here. In this church. As in, you pack yourself like sardine there, like this, to walk on the table. You can almost play football in my office now. You want to play football in a mini football? Commitment. Your commitment today will distinguish you tomorrow. So get to work. Get yourself in tune with your assignment. Day and night. Then you will just be taking a leap. Get set. A testimony must come from you today. A testimony must come from you today. Commitment is wisdom. And of course, wisdom enthrones. I have a few more points, but I've run out of time. I really pray that the little we have discussed tonight has impacted some fire in you that will make you to shine brighter in life. Somebody say a loud amen. Get said, what will be happening to you this season, it will change your story forever. What will be happening to you this season will change your story forever. Your little efforts today will bring great harvest tomorrow. Your little effort today will bring great harvest tomorrow. Please, I will preach a message very soon called Don't Give Up. I'm working on it now. Don't give up. That thing you are doing, don't give up. If you give up, you start all over again. You give up, you start all over again. And when you start all over again, you pay the price all over again. So don't give up. Press on. Press on. Press on. Press on. That's the wisdom God has sent me to give to you tonight. It will work for you. I say 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 it will work for you. Friends, 0 times 0 is 0. You are not ready to put in the sequel of this commitment. You know, many are looking for things from God and they are not ready to pay the price. That's commitment. They prefer to come to the pastor for special prayer. You don't need me to get anything from God. You are committed. If you are committed, you tie yourself to God. He must answer you. Every prayer point that you have raised in these 3 days, they will be answered by fire. I said they will be answered by fire. By the time you are stepping out tomorrow, your light will be shining everywhere. The places where you have applied for a job, they will be calling you from left, right, and center. The businesses that you have committed your hands into, they will be blossoming and prospering. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Your commitment in the training of your children will pay off for you in your tomorrow. I didn't hear your amen. I said your commitment in the training of your children will pay off for you in your tomorrow. So shall it be. So shall it be. Young lady, your commitment to live a holy life will pay off for you tomorrow. Your commitment to live a holy life will pay off for you tomorrow. It is well with you.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.